Greg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry-Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Colorado Springs Switchbacks on Friday, June 19th at 7:30. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the New Balance Rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
Are you feeling overwhelmed with unanswered medical questions and the challenges of your diagnosis? Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Soul School from the St. Louis Center for Hope to improve your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. Mary Beth, a registered nurse, will help you navigate health challenges. Monique, a certified professional counselor, will help you find meaning. And David, a spiritual leader, has strategies to help you attain your dreams and live each day full of hope and gratitude. Connect with Soul School, Sundays at 5 p.m. on KTRS.
Minions play houses on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
milk out of my nose.
Oh, boy. I hate it when that happens.
We're about to get Minions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the June 17th edition of Minions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. That's where I do all my banking, and I would love it if you would do all your banking there. It's so easy to close out your accounts at one place and open your account at First Community Credit Union and become a member and enjoy all the great things that go with being a member of First Community Credit Union. We'll talk about a couple of those, and we'll invite you to join again. But first, we have to do this. You know, you young people thinking about getting into broadcasting, probably the hardest job in broadcasting. Not anybody can do it. Not just anybody. Control board operation. You should see the manual, the thick, hardbound manual that Peon goes to regularly to refresh himself so that he's always on top of his game. This is not something.
Yeah, my
advice, steer clear of control board. Do something easy like the news.
Yeah.
No offense, Colin.
No offense, Colin.
And mastering our board is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And
who are they with, by the way?
They are with Stiefel Nicholas.
Okay.
And if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, and isn't that what we would all like
to do? Yes, it is.
Then you need to call Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
I'll tell you something else. Of all the instruments you can play if you want to be in a band, probably the toughest instrument requires the most skill is the bass. Would you agree?
Yes.
The bass. But
very
seems
similar
simple
to the control board.
Yes. Seems simple.
Heavy lifting.
Yeah, that's
keep the beat for the whole band. Oh, I mean, yeah. They all essentially look to you.
That's the foundation of the beat. Is you laying the foundation, and they're all piling on.
And the heartbeat.
We have a guy who plays bass in a very popular band that's booked regularly. I can't think of their name. What is it, Dan?
The Southside Johnny
Band?
That's
right, the Southside Johnny Band. And here is their bass player. Here is our harmonica player. He sits in with Bruce Limperst in the All-Boy Orchestra. He'll throw in an impression from time to time. He was assistant manager at Sambo's Restaurant, for goodness sakes. He sold cars. He almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. He's done it all. He's all things to all people. He is Dan Strauss. He's here with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
How about that introduction?
Man,
huh?
That was awesome.
Yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And I went to First Community Credit Union yesterday, and I went in that secret room where safe deposit boxes are, and I went to my safe deposit box. Guess who's in there? Rat Boy is in there.
He was.
And I said, Rat Boy, I'm sorry. I'll step aside. He said, I don't mind if you see. And he opened his safe deposit box. Filled with, tell him what was in there.
Cheese.
Filled with cheese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's what he puts in the safe deposit. That's where his money's invested. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Have you ever been in a safe deposit box room?
No.
Yes.
It's really interesting. And you go in there and you can't help but wonder what's in these boxes.
I know.
How many diamond necklaces are in here?
Oh, yeah.
You have to wonder what people have in there. And I'm sure there are people.
Think of the movie Casino.
Oh, and I'm sure there are people, all that's in there is paperwork.
Yeah. Sharon Stone kept all, remember De Niro had Sharon Stone keep all those money and
diamonds,
jewelry.
Yeah. And I'm sure that if you opened them all up and saw it, you'd be really disappointed. A lot of wills and, you know, paper and stuff. But there's some stuff in there. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. It's a great place to bank. That's easy to say. A lot of people may say that, but I'm going to tell you something. Who was it that used to have the slogan, membership has its privileges? I think it was American Express. They had a slogan, membership has its privileges. Well, you know what? That would apply, if it hadn't already been taken, to First Community Credit Union, because you are a member. You're not just a customer. You're a member of the credit union. You can borrow money. You can save money. You can get your auto loan there. You can look, whatever it is you do at your bank and has the word bank in the name, you can do all that and more at First Community Credit Union. And over time, people have started to realize that, hey, there's just something, I don't know, special, extra about belonging to a credit union, and especially the largest one in the St. Louis area. 40 locations, solid, stable, very competitive with their rates. Fresh popcorn all the time at all locations. That was my idea, by the way. I'm telling you, they had it just at the headquarters in Chesterfield. And I marched into the president's office, Glenn Barks, and I said, if you don't serve fresh popcorn to all of our members, I'm dropping you. And I'm
Whoa.
I'm not speaking for you. And he said, you got it. You got next thing you know, popcorn at all locations. Popsicles when it's hot at all locations. And great rates at all locations and great service, and they treat you like royalty. They treat you like the owner came in, because guess what? When you walk in, the owner did come in, one of the owners. The customers all own the credit union, but not just any credit union. First Community Credit Union, proud sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. If you want to know more, stop in any location and pay them a visit or go to firstcommunity.com. I think... And I got this letter in the mail, and I think what it said was, if I read it right, that AT&T is discontinuing call notes. Call notes is that answering service thing.
Oh.
Right.
Where you can leave a message.
We had that for a while.
Yeah.
I think they're dumping it, and I think it's not going to be a charge for it, and I think I know why. I think a lot of people...
Nobody has home phones anymore.
Yeah, they're not making enough money just off the line, so they have to charge the people that have the home phones for extra services, and I don't care. I don't need call notes.
Yeah.
Because I think most people, if they can't get you, they'll call your cell phone.
Yeah.
So it's not that big a deal, but it's interesting that they're dropping that. At least that's the way I understood from the letter we got. I watched the first installment of this series on the mob on AMC. Did you finally see?
No,
the first
I didn't. I'm gonna.
It's really good.
Is it?
And it's more like good. It's more like a history lesson, because they show actual archival photos of, you know, a bunch of guys laying in the cafe, shot up the mob, but then they reenact certain important scenes from mob history. And they explain who all the players were really well, like Lucky Luciano. Who was this guy? Where did he come from? Who was, and you'll recognize all the Bugsy Siegel. You'll recognize all these names. But it's the first time I've ever understood how they fit into the whole mob scene. You know, who worked for whom, who shot whom to take over the family's business, whatever. It's pretty good. And I've only seen the first one, and that was about Prohibition. So I guess as they go along, they'll get more current, like eventually up to John Gotti and these people. About 3 weeks or a month ago, I shared with you the story of I had gone to a McDonald's drive-thru, and I took the paper off the straw and asked the girl if she would take it and throw it away. And she said, no, I can't do that. No, and she stepped back. She said, we're not allowed to do that. And I thought, well, this is the goofiest thing I've ever. It happened again today. This apparently is, I guess, a St. Louis County Health Department thing. I would like, if anybody's working for the health department, would you please maybe tomorrow at the beginning of the show give us a call? Because I want to know how in the world something as stupid as this became a regulation that the drive-up window person, when you take the paper off the straw, you can't hand it back to them and say, would you do it? Here's the trip that paper made. It went from the box of straws to me, and they can't take it back because of germs. And I said to the girl today, I said, I just handed you a $5 bill that has been in the hands of who knows how many people and is probably filthy, and you took it, but you can't take a pristine a straw wrapper. I'm sorry, sir, but that's the health department. Isn't that the dumbest thing you've ever heard? You know what I think I'll do? Before I go next time, I'm going to wipe my butt with a $5 bill. And I'm going to use it. And then after she takes it, I'll go, by the way, that five I just gave you, I wiped my butt with it 30 minutes ago. But you won't take a clean straw wrapper. It doesn't even make sense. And Peon said, well, it's to keep people from bringing their Well, who brings their trash from home and goes, here?
Here's a trash bag.
That.
If people have trash in their car, you know.
But I don't think they would. Oh, while I'm here at the drive-thru, let me give you all the trash in my car. And how about
this?
Instead of zero tolerance everything, how about this? How about the person at the window, if they see, I'm not kidding, if they gave me three napkins and I said, here, I don't want this one, they won't take the napkin
back.
Well, how about letting them make a judgment call? Well, that's the napkin I just gave him. We can take, as opposed to going, no, I can't take anything. That's just stupid.
Oh, but you've already touched it, so.
But you get the point about money?
How handle it? Oh, but yeah.
It's so dumb. The world has just gone nuts. It has. It's gone crazy. Now, we have an advertiser that has just added another live commercial to his schedule. And the reason I mention this, it thrills me to death. We hit it. I don't know what you want to call it, the Titanic iceberg or something about 2010. And, man, the radio business, the TV business, the newspaper business took a nosedive when it came to advertising, and we're crawling to get it back. So I cannot thank, and I'll tell you who it is, John Londo. He added another spot. They had a big meeting, and they decided where is most of our business coming from, and they realized it's coming from here. So let's just add another one. And see, that's the way you should think, as opposed to thinking, well, that's doing so well. Let's cut it back. We don't need to do so much, or let's not do it at all. So thank you, John Blondoff. And I'll thank later the person that called me yesterday. Somebody that I spoke for 20 years ago called me and said, in all these years, we've never quite been able locally to do anything as successful as what we did with you on the radio. So we're kind of negotiating about putting them back on the air again, and I hope that goes well, and I hope we're able to do it. I'd love to have them back. So yesterday was a very good day in terms of good advertiser news. I need to remind all of you, because you'd never know it by watching TV, the election is a year and a half away.
Oh,
what in
goodness.
The world is going on? Every time you turn on any news station, it's like the election's next month.
They always start that early.
I can't believe
earlier
it.
Earlier and earlier.
Again, the world's going crazy. Father's Day is Sunday, and I came across this article, and it was about the fact that, let me see who's running this. It is Shout TV. What the heck is that? Shout.
No, I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
It's on Shout. It's on Factory TV and Hulu. It's every episode of Father Knows Best. Father Knows Best started as a radio show in 1949. Robert Young and Jane Wyatt. And then I got to thinking, well, what other shows over the years have had the focus on the father? Bonanza. Those boys and their dad, Lorne Greene, he was sort of the glue that kept everything. And then how about Andy Griffith? It was all about the kid and the dad, Andy Taylor.
Right.
And then Danny Thomas.
Make room for Daddy.
Was it Danny or Daddy?
Make room for Daddy.
And then what other show?
Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Was that the guy who became the
Bill
Hulk?
Bixby.
Bill Bixby. Yeah.
And then Family Affair. That was...
Brian...
Brian Keith.
Brian Keith. Very good. Yes. Yeah. He was a single
dad. Buffy
dad.
And Jody, yeah.
And then who was that guy, the white guy that had the black kids or something? He was a rich guy. Gary Coleman was...
Gary Coleman.
What was that show?
It was the
Different Strokes.
Different
Strokes.
Strokes.
Family.
Wasn't that about a dad?
Yes. Yeah.
And his
he was a single dad.
With... Yeah. We don't have anything like that now, do we? We don't have one show where it's about daddy. We got a lot of mommy shows and... Focus on the, I don't know.
Two and a Half Men was on.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's still
it's not
on.
Exactly the same. This Robert Young. I got to tell you my Robert Young story. He also did a series called Marcus Welby, M.D.
Yeah.
And Brolin, the young Brolin was, James Brolin was his assistant or something. Young doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Kiley.
So this Robert Young, who is...
He was an alcoholic,
I think. My goodness. He was a horrible alcoholic.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine said, hey, this guy worked part-time at Channel 2. He said, Robert Young is in town, and he's here at the station today. He's cutting some promos for Marcus Welby. You want to come meet him? I said, yeah, sure. So I get down there, and we go to the studio down at Channel 2, which was at the time ABC. And they said, come on in. He's taping. But, you know, and then somebody led me in. So we're standing there off to the side, and here's what I hear Robert Young, squeaky clean, Father Knows Best, Marcus Welby doing. Hi, this is Robert Young. Be sure to what? Gee, idiot! S-O-B-C, sucker! I mean, this filthy cursing. He was just screaming curse words. Let's do it again! Hi, this. And then when he turned into Robert Young, the nice guy, oh, man, he's just like somebody flipped a switch. Hi, this is Robert Young. Be sure to join me for Martin. G-D-C, sucker, M-F-er. Oh, my goodness. And I thought, this guy's a raving lunatic. And you know what? They said, okay, he's on a break. You want to meet him? I said, no. I'm afraid the guy will tear my head off.
Yeah.
He was just a raving maniac. But what an actor. Because once they said, okay, take 40.
Yes.
and he was drinking something. I guess it was coffee with something in it. I don't know what. But, yeah, he was a bad news alcoholic. And remember, he tried to commit suicide.
Yes, yeah.
The Cardinals, thank goodness we're finally getting national attention. If you watch CNN or you watch any of the news, woo, man, now USA Today, now they're paying attention because they think they got something. And they're piling on.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I'll be glad when that's over and we find out that what they did, probably every team.
Well, and Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak came out today in their statement saying they have no knowledge of this, and this is not so. If you say, I mean, you know, with the FBI involved, if you say that, it better well be the truth.
That might have been a mistake. But I'm thinking,
those are two pretty smart gentlemen.
But also, the FBI, they don't make public that they're looking into something until they have some.
They may be telling the truth when they say they had no involvement.
Well, it was somebody
no idea.
In their organization.
Yes.
And they know what computer it came out of down in Jupiter, Florida.
Don't you know the guy who's that computer's nervous?
Well, apparently there were several Cardinals employees staying at that house, I guess, during spring training, and they know it came out of that house. So
There's a lot of sweating.
Yes.
A lot of sweating going on. A whole lot of sweating going on. It'll be a good song. This is a sad story. A janitor at an elementary school in Webster Groves committed suicide yesterday morning. That's just sad because when I thought about it, I thought, you know what, school janitors. I remember the janitors at my school. They were always the nicest. I mean, the janitor. And this is the guy that has to, usually a guy, has to go in when some knucklehead kids clog a toilet or pulled some. Remember they dump a whole roll of toilet paper or clean up kids' puke in grade school.
Throw that sawdust down.
And I think these poor people, and I as a kid in fifth grade, did something, and I'm ashamed of it. But it wasn't a horrible thing. But I look back at it. I had some of that realistic plastic puke.
Yeah.
You lay down on a hard surface. It looks just like splattered puke with chunks in it. And I got down on my knees. And I leaned over. And then a teacher came by and said, "Oh, my, you poor child." And she called the janitor. And here he comes rolling that bucket with that mop.
Sawdust.
And he starts wiping, and it won't move. It's plastic vomit. It won't move. And it wasn't a horrible thing, and I thought it was hilarious, but maybe it wasn't so hilarious.
No, I don't think it was so bad, because then he
I remember the janitor actually laughed. He actually kind of thought it was funny. He didn't get mad or anything. But, here, tell your kids to be nice to the janitor. And here's another thing. We're a long way from the holidays, but I think that's somebody who gets overlooked. You know, we give the hairdresser a tip, and we wrap up something for this person. That give the janitor something. Wouldn't that be great if a bunch of kids all decided to just take the janitor a little something? If you find out it's the janitor's birthday or something. And I don't know. When I read that article, I just thought, here's some people that deserve a thank you every once in a while. What else that we need? Oh, thank you, Cindy. Cindy sent me a new word, and she said, "We love this new word. Please have Archie's dad look it up." That would be you.
Oh, that is me.
Well, I told him about it earlier, and the word is, and you know this is the learning show, so you can add this to your vocabulary. The word is carminative. Carminative. It's something. And this is not a joke. It's something, anything that induces the explosion, the expulsion of gas from the stomach or the intestine.
Whoa.
So I thought I would test this, and I went to a compounding pharmacy and asked for them to whip up a carminative for me. Huh. And I have it here. I'm going to take it. And this, he says, it says fast acting on here. And again, a carminative is anything that induces the expulsion of gas from the stomach or the intestine.
Can I try some too?
No, Dan. No, you don't need
just
it.
Just you?
No. I need it because I rarely ever pass any gas.
Okay. All right.
So let me just.
All right.
It's liquid. They made it in liquid form.
That's good.
It said fast acting.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, you know what? It kicked in. Oh, boy. Oh, I don't know how long this is. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Well, it works. This is some good carminative that I got. You know that's our favorite set of sounds. You know. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Well, now, this is one of our favorite jokes. It starts off really depressing. It's a deathbed joke, and I'm sorry, but some of those are very funny. And this is the story of a 96-year-old man who has been told by his doctor he has 24 hours. And he tells the family, you need to know that your dad, your grandpa, various family members, he's got 24 hours, and that's it. And he's down to 87 pounds. He's a frail, skin and bones, just barely able to move. And he knows what his family has talked to. They know what's coming. They're all prepared. Within 24 hours, he's going to be gone. And he's lying in the bed, the hospital bed they've put in the home, because he wants to pass away at home. And though he can barely see or hear, his sense of smell is still intact, and he smells the unmistakable aroma of his favorite thing, homemade chocolate chip cookies with pecans. This is one of the things that his wife of 70 years has done and made that made him so happy over the years. And as he's dying, he smells that chocolate chip cookie aroma. He knows what it is, and it's so powerful. And such a positive smell that it gives him the strength to lift his little bitty skull-like head off of the pillow. He rolls over and falls to the floor. You can hear his bones hit the floor. He's such a little skeleton of a man. It's just so sad. And he starts to crawl toward the kitchen, his little bony knees tapping the floor, the tile, his elbows. There's hardly any skin. He's so frail. But that smell is giving him the strength to crawl to that kitchen. And he gets into the kitchen. And the smell is coming from the countertop, where she has just put a tray of these fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. Here's a man with less than 24 hours to live. And one of the last things he's going to do, even though he can hardly chew, his teeth have all fallen out. He raises his hand, his little bony hand, up to the countertop and pulls with all his might. And there's not much weight to pull. Less than 90 pounds. And he pulls himself up as he gets up just high enough, his eyes can see the top of the counter. There they are. And he reaches out with his right little skeletonic hand. And he touches one of the cookies, a slap. His wife slaps him on the hand as she comes around the corner. And she says, "No, no, no. Those are for the funeral."
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're still working with that crash on eastbound 44. It's midway between Lindbergh and Big Bend. The two right lanes are blocked. Eastbound drivers are slowing, approaching Lindbergh. Westbound drivers, things are thinning out, though. You're slow from about the Sappington Road area on to where the accident is, and then you look pretty good going out through the Fenton Valley Park area. Looking at where they've shut Lindbergh down here in the South County area between East Concord and Rusty Lane. People are taking the detour. Von Talge really is starting to back up now from about Cardinal Springs up to Mattis, and then from that point down to Lime Ferry. So you're pretty well jammed up. People trying to take alternate routes there. Westbound 70, a little bit slow through Jennings Station. You're heavy again, 94 out through Zumbel. On eastbound 270, things stack up right at McDonald through New Florissant. Downtown, east and westbound 40 are jammed right at Kings Highway. Eastbound to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound through McCausland. You're heavy again from Clayton Warson to Spady, and then the right lane up to 270. Southbound 270 still has bumper-to-bumper traffic from about Page down through the Clayton Road overpass, where there's a minor accident off on the right shoulder. It does open up. Then you're heavy at Doherty Ferry. You're slow at 44. You're slow again between Gravois and Tesson Ferry. The Museo Veterans Bridge, that's still pretty jammed up from a little bit east of Highway 70 on over the bridge to the 64 split. And it looks like northbound 170, we still have a slowdown now from 70 up through Airport Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Scott's Miracle-Gro. Turn any hose connection into a clever feeding system with the new Liquifeed Universal Feeder. Plants need more than just water to thrive. They need it to eat in the heat. Learn more at MiracleGrow.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC, here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS. St. Louis FC takes on the Colorado Springs Switchbacks on Friday, June 19th at 7:30. Pre-game coverage at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS, your home of the St. Louis FC.
How do you choose a cemetery? When the time comes, how do you decide? For over 100 years, family-owned and operated Valhalla Funeral Chapel Crematory and Cemetery has been providing caring, compassionate services. When the time comes for your family to face the inevitable, count on Valhalla to honor the life of your loved one with integrity and dedication. Valhalla Funeral Chapel can help you through the grieving process all the way to permanent memorialization. Situated on 285 pristine acres, Valhalla has decades of comprehensive knowledge and experience that enables them to provide the most valuable and meaningful services to honor the life and preserve the memory of your loved ones. Call 314-721-4900 anytime to learn how Valhalla can help you plan for tomorrow. Valhalla Funeral Chapel Crematory and Cemetery, 314-721-4900. Online at valhallafunerals.net.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
And what better way to cure your blues than with a lower mortgage payment? Rates are going up, so call today. Golden Oak rates are only 3% with an APR of 3.94.
This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. If you're still on the outside looking in, I urge you to refinance to a lower rate.
The Federal Reserve has indicated they'll be raising rates in the fall, so call now. 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
It will cost you nothing out of pocket to apply. You don't need a credit card because if we don't close your loan, there's no appraisal fee.
We've been right here in St. Louis for 15 years. Why would you go anywhere else? Call 314-567-GOLD.
Gold and old land insured.
FHA fixed 15-year amortization, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, Missouri Nellevi Residential Mortgage License, C111 West 4 Drive, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
In national financial news, a limited number of 2015 U.S. Silver Eagle dollars are now available at an introductory price too low to reveal on the radio. In a moment, we'll provide the toll-free number to call. The Silver Eagle is the largest and purest U.S. silver dollar ever struck. 1 ounce of pure silver, and is the only silver coin guaranteed by the U.S. government for its weight and purity. Over the years, the Silver Eagle has been one of the world's most popular and widely collected silver coins. From time to time, the U.S. Mint has even suspended production during periods of exceptionally high demand. Demand for the 2015 Silver Eagle is expected to be intense, especially at this shockingly low introductory price, forcing a strict limit of just 10 per household. To claim a share of these Silver Eagles and receive a free collector's guide, interested individuals are encouraged to call now, 1-800-500-5902, 1-800-500-5902, 1-800-500-5902.
How would you feel if you drove to work tomorrow, not because you had to, and not because you needed a paycheck, but because you wanted to? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Heise Advisory Group. Imagine the power and the freedom that comes with that choice. That's what they call financial independence. And there's only one thing standing between you and that financial independence, and that's a plan. Just saving for retirement isn't enough. If you saved $500,000, $1 million, maybe even $2 million, okay, now what? What are you going to do with that money? You need a plan, and here's your chance. Get started with a customized risk and fee analysis from Heise Advisory Group. You'll discover if you're taking on more risk than you can afford. You'll also discover concrete steps to help you protect your retirement life savings. And you'll also figure out how you can reduce or eliminate thousands in hidden fees and expenses. Now, this analysis will not cost you one dime. You've got nothing to lose. Ken Heise is an independent advisory representative, a registered financial consultant, and he earns the highest rating possible from the Better Business Bureau and has over 25 years of experience in the financial services. An analysis like this can cost you hundreds, if not thousands. But if you're qualified and you call before June 26, it will not cost you one dime. 314-400-7100. That's 314-400-7100. Or Heise Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. Call them now. Heise Advisory Group, 314-400-7100. It's time to get serious about your retirement. Call the Heise Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. That's Heise Advisory Group, 314-400-7100.
Investment advisory service offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Encore Consignment Gallery is celebrating its second anniversary, the only store of its kind with over 10,000 square feet of beautiful, upscale, gently used home furnishing and decor. Looking to downsize, closing on an estate, or just moving on? Let Encore Consignment Gallery sell those pieces you're ready to part with. Redecorating? Find that special piece at Encore Consignment Gallery. Celebrate Encore's second anniversary by registering to win a $1,000 shopping spree by June 22nd. No purchase necessary. Encore Consignment Gallery, located in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country.
Hear ye, hear ye. Excalibur Hotel and Casino Las Vegas has the royal treatment you've been looking for. Right now, go to Excalibur.com, book your room online, and receive our best rates guarantee. For entertainment that rules, the Tournament of Kings dinner show, and Thunder from Down Under, heat up the castle nightly. Craving something delicious? Indulge in our all-new buffet or big Italian flavor at Buca di Beppo. Visit Excalibur.com and let the good times reign.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more. Dynagreen and dynagreeninfo.com. With their Dynagreen long-lasting, that's zero phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. Dynagreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or dynagreeninfo.com. Dynagreen can be found at Sappington Garden Center.
Everyone hates moving day.
What a hassle.
But you don't have to. Gilman Moving and Storage, with their experience and training, can take care of all the details and put your mind at ease. Everything you need for a smooth move can be handled by Gilman Moving and Storage. If you need boxes or packing materials, if you need help moving your stuff, or if you just need a place to store your stuff, call Gilman Moving and Storage. 314-428-MOVE. 314-428-MOVE. Mention this ad and save 10% on packing materials. Deal with Gilman. Gilman Moving and Storage. Online at Gilman. Moving.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober.
All right. You know what that means? That music means it's time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, and that's made possible another one of our terrific advertisers, Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door neighbors, right next to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. A lot of people buy gift cards because they know that when you give somebody a gift card to Any Guns or the Smokehouse, it's going to be used and it's going to be appreciated. Folks, here's Mike Evans. How's it going?
Good. We start off with a pop quiz question. They went to the same high school, became friends in the ninth grade, and they are the best friends even now. Kate Hudson and Liv Tyler, Rachel McAdams, January Jones,
that's four.
Or Michelle Rodriguez. No?
Now, wait. Yeah, but do that again. What are the choices? Is it
Kate Hudson's best friend went to high school together. They've known each other since they were 12 years old.
Okay, we're supposed to guess the second
person. Rachel McAdams, January Jones, or Michelle Rodriguez.
I love that Rachel McAdams. She's cute.
She is, darling. Yeah. Love Nuggets, Kanye West sure was chummy with his old girlfriend, Amber Rose, the other day, while Kim was home throwing up and having morning sickness. Jennifer Lawrence has a new boyfriend, her bodyguard, Greg Lenz. He is a college graduate. He's very athletic. He's a male model and makes George Clooney look like Homer Simpson.
Whoa!
Exactly. TV review tomorrow night, a 10-part series on ABC, The Astronaut Wives Club, a fabulous documented look at the first seven astronaut wives who were really the first real reality stars of television and in America. They were fashion plates, targets of gossip, living with the possibility of most of their cheating husbands who faced certain death. Actresses play the wives while real news footage and magazines pictures are used to follow up and fill up the gaps in the movie. I really liked it. It's 10-part series. I haven't seen all 10 parts, but what I've seen, 4 stars.
I think it's going to do really well.
I agree. Odds and ends, amazing that Sean Penn's brother, Chris Penn, died of smoking, heart disease, lung cancer. At the age of 40, Sean Penn still smokes 2 packs a day. I don't get that.
Nah, and his parents were cruel. His little brother, you never hear about Ballpoint. That's a horrible thing to do.
Oh, man. What about his sister, Fountain?
Sean, Ballpoint, and Fountain.
What about his sister, Fountain?
Yeah, the Penn kids.
It's possible one of the Kardashians/Jenners actually has some talent.
No.
Kylie, been in a recording studio. Word is, Kylie can sing pretty good. Got a New York Post headline I thought you'd like.
All right.
Just too good to pass up.
Ready.
With the new news that woman prison worker was actually having sex with both murderers while in prison at the same time before helping them escape. New York Post headline screams, prison break skank kinky in the clink.
That's a stretch.
I kind of like it, don't you?
It's all right. Not their best.
Skank, kinky in the clank. I like it.
Not their best.
Wow. Dayton history, 1994. Let's talk about it. 21 years ago, y'all know where you were. Where were you 21 years ago this evening? Where did you watch the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase?
Watched it at Lake of the Ozarks with my dad, who was visiting, and we were having a fishing weekend, and we sat in the little dining room and could not stop watching that.
Friday night.
Yeah. That's where I was. Where were you, Peon?
In
your mom's womb, probably.
No, we were at a Pasta House restaurant.
Daniel, where you were?
I was at home watching it.
I don't know how anybody could not watch it.
Yeah. You couldn't. You're right. You could not stop watching it.
Yeah, everybody watched that thing. It was must-see TV.
It was so weird.
Yeah. And finally.
No.
Anyway.
I've been stabbed in the back.
Katie Hudson's best friend since she was in junior high, went through high school with her best friend, Liv Tyler, Rachel McAdams, January Jones, Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, man, I'll say Liv Tyler.
I will say January Jones.
I want to say Rachel McAdams just because I think she's cute.
Kate Hudson's mom, Goldie Hawn, was good friends with Steven Tyler, Liv's dad, and Liv Tyler. I'm not giving love all my name.
That Liv Tyler. You look at her and you look at her dad. How can that happen? Biologically.
You need to look at her mom.
Is she hot?
I would imagine so. I'm not sure. Yeah, she would have to be.
It was Mike Evans from Southern California. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market. Two terrific places. Same proprietor. Hello, Liam. Hello, Tom. If you haven't been there, please, please make a point to go. If it's not for a special occasion, it will become a special occasion just going there. Ballast Dental Care is where I've gone to the dentist for 42 years. 42 years. I'm due to sit in the chair in about two more months, I think. They have a special offer. They've done this before, and when they do this, every time they do, they have tremendous reaction to it. They're offering free oral sedation consultation for the month of June for new patients. They're also offering new patients free professional whitening when they come in for their six-month cleaning exam and x-rays. Now, I don't know how you can be a new patient and be coming in for your six-month cleaning. I guess if you're a new patient and you've only been going there 6 months ago, you started, then when you come in for your first six-month cleaning exam and x-rays, they will offer you free professional whitening. So all kinds of reasons to become a new patient at Ballast Dental Care, and they'd be thrilled to have you, and they have plenty of room for you because they have some great people, lots of them. So you're not going to hear, well, we can get you in 3 months. No, they'll get you in right away. It is a terrific place to go to the dentist. If you have to go somewhere, and you do, you cannot keep putting this off. Make it Ballast Dental Care. I expect to hear from you, some feedback, and you let me know what you think. And if you don't think everything I've said about this place isn't true, Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get our final check on traffic with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, it looks like they've just cleared that accident on eastbound 44 between Lindbergh and Big Bend, so things should be opening up there. The two right lanes were blocked. Now, you've got a new accident. In fact, you've got three new accidents. One's eastbound 44 at Bowles. That one's off on the right shoulder, but still a little bit slow going through there. Another one on eastbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway that had a lane block. And then another one northbound 170 at the Rock Road, and that had a lane blocked, and you were backing up a little bit north of Page. Now, downtown, there's no change there. You're jammed up east of Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. We're also slow from Highway 70 across the Museal Veterans Bridge to the 64 Merge. Westbound 40 slowing west of Kings Highway out through McCausland, and then you're heavy from Spady to Highway 270. Southbound 270 slowing now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We have northbound or southbound 170 a little bit heavy from the parkway down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Scott's Miracle-Gro. Turn any hose connection into a clever feeding system with the new Liquifeed Universal Feeder. Plants need more than just water to thrive. They need to eat in the heat. Learn more at MiracleGrow.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
Hear ye, hear ye. Excalibur Hotel and Casino Las Vegas has the royal treatment you've been looking for. Right now, go to Excalibur.com, book your room online, and receive our best rates guarantee. For entertainment that rules, the Tournament of Kings dinner show, and Thunder from Down Under, heat up the castle nightly. Craving something delicious? Indulge in our all-new buffet or big Italian flavor at Buca di Beppo. Visit Excalibur.com and let the good times reign.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
More wet times across the St. Louis area. Flooding concerns on the rise, and we're still watching the impact of what Bill is going to do to St. Louis.
A young man trapped in a muddy hole filling with water.
Bill sunk up to his mid-thigh.
How the man's friend jumped in to keep the walls from collapsing around him.
Heavy rains leading to several flooded basements in Arnold. The work being done to keep it from happening again.
Some St. Louisans are turning to social media and more to drum up donations and possibly a new kidney. I'll explain.
But first at 6, not much rain right this minute, but this is just the calm before the storm.
We're going to give you a live look at Eckert's Orchard in Belleville, where the skies are cloudy and gray and more rain is apparently on the way.
Yeah, let's check in now with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray for a look at our first forecast. It was raining all morning.
It was raining all